On Kuf Lama Dalad Ahmad Aleph. The Umr Abai, it's about halfway down the page. Umrli Aim Hayanukad Lemayats. You have a child which is not nursing. He doesn't seem to be able to nurse. This woman said the reason is because Maker Dakar Pume, or Maker Pume. Take out the word Dakar. Maker who the car pume, his mouth is cold, so that's the problem. Maitakante leisu kasa gumri, velikate le bahalahari pume, the chaim pume umayit. So you warm up a cup or some type of an item, you put out coals and you put onto the cup to warm up the cup, and you put the cup near his mouth. Obviously, you're not putting it too hot that should burn him. It warms up the mouth and allows him to be able to nurse. He will nurse. He's not breathing. He's not breathing well. The two types of problems of breathing. These two cases. I'm not sure exactly the difference in the two of them. So you wave the fan at him, and that allows him to help breathe. He's not breathing well. Lysa Salisa de Ime, Velishrike Iluye, Umoye. You take the Salisa, which is the birth sac, I'm not sure if it's referring, usually Shil Yerashi says Shil Yerashi is referring to the sac as opposed to, let's say, the placenta, but. And you rub it on him. And that helps him breathe better. Rabbi Abaye Amarli, Aim Hayaruka, the cotton, the child which is small, is overly small. You take the mother, the birth sac, and you rub it on him. Mikutna Luoma. You rub, starting rubbing from the small end, moving towards the large end of the sac. Therefore, it's that he should go from being small to being large. Should be olim if the person is the child is large. Rashi says it doesn't mean that he's heavy. It means that he's puffed up. So then you umalakut and you rub it the other direction. That should cause the swelling to go down. How you look at the sumak child, which is very ruddy all over, is the katali ivril beidoma. Means that the blood has not been absorbed totally. And therefore, you shant to the bris, you wait till all the blood is absorbed, and then you do the bris. The yarik, if he's jaundiced, he's green on the other side. What? Lishuk means to rub. The yarik, that's because the katil, that the blood hasn't developed. Nothing means it hasn't come into him enough blood. The body's not producing enough blood yet. And also, and then wait till his color gets more ruddy, more red, you know, he loses that yellowish jaundice color. Until the wrist. The Tanya Omer Nelson Pamachas Halat to the Kruche Yam. He went to the Kruche Yam, to the sea nations across the sea. Ubasa Isha Lefanayshem Ola Beno Harishon Umes Sheni Umes. She, her first two children had died from Mila. Shlishi Habiyosa Lefanay. She brought the third child who's been born. When he arrived, he showed it to him. Risim Shehu Adam. He saw that he's red all over. Wait till the red goes away, till the blood is absorbed. The brisin was fine. They named them after me. Pamachas a lot in the Medina Kaputkia, it's a country called Kaputkia. So he went to Kaputkia. Brought brought the third child to me. Reisiv Shehu Yorik, I saw that he was Yorik, he was jaundiced. Mitzati by Vela Reisiv by Dambris. So I saw that he doesn't have enough blood to be able to go through the bris. Rashi says two problems. One is it's a comma. The second is it's a mitzvah, the blood should come out. There's a din of Dambris. So being that there's an issue of Dambris, you want to be able to do the bris in a way that there's Dambris. So Marati Lo, I'm Tina Lo, Yachi Yipo, Be Dome, Yitina Lo, Yomolo, Yisrael, B'chol, Yom, Ha'yikar, Nosar, Nosar, Nabav, Liyal, Shmi. So Rashi led the last narrow line. The Lemayitz, Shol Yochol, Linik, he's not able to nurse. Maker of the Karpume, needs, I don't know, Svosav, his lips are cold. Vein, B'kayach, Lomotz, Behem, if he can't. Use them to nurse. Lassikos of the Gamri, Tishach, Bucholam, Aldaf, Al Kli, put out coals around the board, around the Kli. Mukhme, the Hari Pume, Viamat, Etzel Piv, take that warm thing near his mouth. The Chaim Pume, his warm mouth will warm up. She's coming Piv. Umayat, Viena Kadah, he will be able to nurse. But Mind Shita, She Nishima, Nikarasbai. The breathing is not able to be noticed. His chest is not rising. So lin fafe benif vosa yinifola benapa shakaran van. You should use this type of a fan, and that'll help him breathe. The breath doesn't go in and out well. Alina balaz. So I'm not sure exactly the difference in the two. You're seeing chest movement, but the air's not going in well. I'm not sure exactly what the issue is then. So the ime, Shilya Shanol de ime, the sack which was born with him. Lishrike Aluye, Yachlikeno, Abasori rubbed on his skin, Kamoy, Ishtaruke, Ishtariku, Ashuldim. The cotton Shudaki, the thin, very, very small child, thin child, Kutma the Umma. One side is near, one side is wide. So Yachlikua Allah Mirosh HaKotzer Yaskilu Yitzirabba, him starting from the smaller side, Rimshachu Letzad HaRochav, and then pull towards the other side. Klamer Kain Yachiv Zeh Visavi, he should become larger. Balaroch is brilliant, not because he's healthy and well, and has a lot of Ela Mefuach, he's puffed up. So Lishrikri Alei Me'uma Lekudu. The sumak is called Sora Adam. His whole skin is, all of his skin is very red. The problem is his blood is not absorbed totally. But Sora Dasha called Dome, Motzi Bein Or Lebosar, the lot of blood which is between the flesh and the skin. Kshemelin Osa Yotze called Dome, so when you do the Mila, a lot of blood will come out. See, Lisa Chodei, Yamtino Mili Moilo, you wait to do the Mila. If it's yorik enough vedama leibol beidam, blood is not developed enough. Techa cholish, he's weak. Vein bekerch, he's not doesn't have strength. Mamar lochlish, he more easily will become ill, weakened by the bila. Volamus and to die because of it. Kachayam hagasinen, he went to kachayam. Regisim shehoy yorik, he sat by velhoye beidam bris. I saw that he was did not have Dam Bris. Part of the grave, so there were two problems with that. Chara, the mole lenofik minei dama. The Bris will not produce blood. But Thomas Dam Bris is mitzvah kerechsiv gamas as gam at medam briseich. So there's the union of Dam Bris. Void the mesukin who he's endangered. Mishum chul shesh lo notzer bayadayin dam because of this weakness that he doesn't have enough blood yet. So therefore we wait. Zot Mishnah. Kuf Ramadan Beis. Mechitin is a cotton. We wash the child with warm water. Ben Lithnia Mila, Ben Lacher Mila, which so after the Mila there's an element of Sakana. Before the Mila there's an element also of, it helps the child, so it helps minimize the Sakana. I mean, do you allow to warm the water on Shabbos? necessary. That's the chiddush of him. Mazalfer lo biyada v'lo b'kli. When we do it, the Mishnah says you have to do it sort of like you you pour the water on him as opposed to bathing him in the water by hand and not with a kli. More grapples with, you know, is that the same thing as the first phrase? Is it explain the first phrase? Is it a stira? It really means something else. Okay, even the third day after the meal comes out on Shabbos, we still wash the we use hot water, we want more hot water for the child. So we see the third day, by the case of Shechem, was the day that they were very ill after receiving the bris. So it's still under the illness of the bris, free machal Shabbos for it. Suffolk van Shargeris. You have a person who's a Suffolk. Rashi says a Suffolk would be that we're not sure whether he's what's the term, and a child which is born in the eighth month. We do not. It's not considered that it's viable to live. You do not do a milah on it on Shabbos. So it's a Suffolk. It was a Ben Ches or a Ben Tes or a Dragonus. The person who's androgynous how do you pronounce it in English? Androgynous? Androgynous.
Androgynous or hermaphrodite?
Yeah. Same mechanon love as Shabbos. So Tanakhama says you don't do kibbutz Shabbos, you don't do the bris on Shabbos, or you don't do androgynous. It's a krashi.
Male and the female sex.
Mezalfon love as a chaman. We pour the water on him. Biyada v'lebe kli. You use to do it by hand, not with the kli. More important, hamarta, since like you're sprinkling water on. You're taking a cupping water and pouring it on that way. You're not using a kli. More important, hamarta reisha machitzin. More says you said machitzin means you're allowed to do that. The mashi kedarka. What are you telling me? I feel a lazala for love, but kli is also. Not only you can't do machitzin normally, you can't even pour on with the kli. You have to do it by hand. It's quite an extreme difference. Some can go to some of Ben Ches Kedoshim, some of Ben Tes. To quite we hold the Ben Ches, we hold Kevin Ba'alma, maybe lost the Dechah Shabbos. If it's a Ben Ches, it's considered like an Evan, it's not considered a full viable child. You don't do Milan on Shabbos. Here to Matam and Dragonis, he's Shabbat Mikroi, Kimfarshim, Kimor, and the Kamon. He learns it out from extra Pasik that there's been a Mila on an Androgynous.
Kevin Ba'alma. Sounds like you wouldn't even try to.
We don't try and say. It's not the game nowadays. We deal with it differently because we say there's other issues. But it's out of the din of the Gemara. A child was born after Ben Ches and assumed he has no way to live. And there's no din of Chilul Shabbos to say that. A Ben Zion can live, a Ben Tess can live, a Ben Ches can't live.
So what are the issues nowadays?
Through incubation and different things, but you know, they say there's ability, we have ways of dealing with it. Furthermore, Kasha, Amar to Reisha Marchitzin, we said Marchitzin, you tell me his elf in the yard. So, Zamorik is Tuturutsu. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Bar Avua, Damir Tavayo, Ketzet, Tani. The prose of the Mishnah is a concept called how. What do we mean? It's a merchitzin. Now I explain what do I mean by merchitzin. I mean merchitzin. It's a kata mainly for mila ben lachar mila ketzet. How? What do we mean when I say your markets? It's often a little biyada, a little bikli. That's how you explain the. It's coming to explain the original phrase and qualify it. Doesn't work like that. That's not what the word merchitzin means. So how could you explain that merchitzin means mezalfin? Ela merava hachi ketani. Merchitzin is a cotton ben lifnei amila ben laachar amila. V'yam rishon kedarkei. So we continue with the merchitzin after the before and afterwards on the first day. B'yom HaShlishi Shechel Yes B'Shabbos. The Tanakhama holds, but B'yom HaShlishi already Mazalf and Labiyadav Olympically, we do give a certain kula, but he must do a shinui to be matur. So we're not going to allow it. So the Yom HaShlishi is not as dangerous, therefore they only make it with a shin. Comes with the Rilosa Ben Azariah, which is the next in the Mishnah, Aymer. Machitzas Akat and B'yom HaShlishi Shechel Yes B'Shabbos. You wash it regularly. You should never be a machine. Should be a some craving. Tani kavosa the Rava. Machitzin a kotin ben lefnei amila ben lachar amila be yamarishin kedarkei be yamashlishi shechel yis b'shabbos mazalf and alav b'yad. So the Bryson says the pshat of Tani Kama is like Rava said that there's a step down. There's a case where your markets. In the case where the step down, you only mezalif, not yom hashlishi. It was a bit of zayomer mechitzas to cut yom hashlishi. Shachalis b'shabbos al bishein ra'al dabr zeich lo dabr shenemer b'hi b'yom hashlishi b'yosem k'avim. Rav Ben Azariah says that yom hashlishi is permitted, even though they do not have a conclusive proof from the pasuk. We have something which would indicate it. That the yom hashlishi was a day still of danger of the milu. Now the Bryce continues and it says, "Kshehim mezalfin, mezalfin lo bekoyis, lo bekora, lo bekli, ela biyat." Also the Tanakam. So that last phrase over there, that the ziluv is done not with any type of container, for any type of even the ziluv is only done with a large pitcher. You can't even use a cup to do it instead. It's not enough of a shinui, not a kois, not a kora, which is a bowl, not bekli, ela biyat. So now. My opinion, rather, that sounds pretty conclusive to me. It says the third day they were in this tremendous pain and they were in danger and that they were very weak, and therefore the Shimon and Levi felt it was the great day to kill them because that's they're weak. It sounds very very conclusive. So my answer is Mishum. So why is only it's not a Rila Dover? It's not a good, it's not a conclusive proof. It's just a reminder. An adult takes longer to heal than a child. So a child, we can't prove conclusively, would have the same reaction by day three as an adult would have by day three. How is also the command to Rava? There's a person who came to Rava, brought a child to Rava. It's early kishmaite ichlish. So Rava said, according to the way he understood the halacha, and the Rava became ill, and Rava took that as a passing indication that he should not have passed in the way he did. Amar Anlo Bahari Targimno Desabi Lomali, why am I going and arguing with these great rabbis, Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Baravua? Sabi meaning these elders. When we're about on the rubber, but how you can say the mar, you know, but it's not just you, there's a brisa which says you're pshat, you know. So, like, you know, why are you being concerned that you argue with these chachamim who held that rechitza is not mutter, only zilif is mutter? You have a brisa that says that, according to them, ketz ketani means only, marchas and misha means zilif, so full fledged rechitza is not mutter. And he went with matter, full fledged rechitza on day one. So he's being makel. So what do I need it for? Why did I go and pass against these gedol? Amalahu, so Rabbi says back, Masisin Kubasayo Deka, but the Mishnah seems to fit well, more well according to them than it does according to me. Mimai. Mitakomer says, so Rav Elazar ben Azariah says this whole phrase, "Machitzas akotin b'yom hashlishi shechel yis b'shabbos." Now, Yamar b'shlama Tana Kama mezalfin kamer. If the Tana Kama was only saying mezalif, I don't think Rav Elazar ben Azariah was machitzas. So Rav Elazar ben Azariah has to add your marchitz on day three. Al Yamar Tana Kama machitzas b'yom hashlishi kamer, mezalfin b'yom hashlishi. higher laws of Nazayim or Mechitzin, Af Mechitzin mi boil it. If the Tanakhama agrees that on day one you're markets, he just says on day three you're not markets. So laws of Nazayim's point is even on day three you're markets. So the phrase should have been Af, but Yom Hashishim mi Mechitzin. Rabbi Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. He quoted Rabbi Elazar the Amora that halachah Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the halachah Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that even Yom Hashishi Yom Hachitz. Now. Rashi. From Arthur Rashi Machitin Gemorim, Rashi at the beginning, from the beginning of the Gemorim, Rashi Machitin Bethel Kedarki means you wash normally. So Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Baravua Amr Ketzet. What does it mean? Machitin the Rashi love Kedarki. It doesn't mean like we would assume automatically it means Kedarki. Ella, the son of Sefer, the Frushek. Kates and Merchitza, whatever you want to say, Merchitza, I mean, Kigam Lazalif Biyad, Philip Yamarishan. Even Yamarishan is only Mutter Biyad, Ziluf Biyad, not regular Merchitza, according to them. Rabbi says, no, the first day, Merchitza is Mutter totally, because it says Merchitza. Tanaka was the Rabbi, Hachazim Biyad, Mashish, Mizaf, and Biyad, well, like I said, in Abba Lipically. In the Brisa it says Mizaf, Biyad doesn't say Abba Lipically, at the end of the Brisa, after Walter Mizaf finishes talking, it says Lobically. Remember the Bryce said that you do Rechitz on day one, Zilov on day three. You do Rechitz on day three. And then it says, when you do Zilov, you don't use a kites. Well, that's not the gay card. According to Lazar ben Azariah, according to Lazar ben Azariah, you do Rechitz. It goes back on the Tanakam. Why isn't it a conclusive proof? Why is it not a full-fledged proof? An adult, his wounds do not heal quickly. But a child recovers his danger more quickly. So the case of Yom Rishon was on Shabbos, and he permitted, according to his understanding of the Tanakhama, you're allowed to do full-fledged rechitza, you don't have to do a shinui. Ichlish Rabbah got natsachel, but Yidoyik Shema al kach nenes, he was being punished for passing as such, and Rahadi Targimna, the Sabi Lomeli. Ma hoya li lach le kenegat, kenem alola, why should I argue with these elders? Rehuda, Abravua, Shapishu, they explain, Shasa laharchit, it's also to be marked. Rabbi Huda and Rabbi were not contemporaries. Rabbi Huda, the more says in Kedushin, the day that Rabbi Huda was Nifter, Rabbi was born. So, obviously, they weren't contemporaries, right? So, Rabbi was coming and arguing on basically, if you think about it, basically, somebody was like two generations before him. So, what do I need to do this for? Rabbi was the first generation of Murr, Rabbi Huda was his Talmud, was the second generation of Murr. Then you have the generation of Rabba and Yosef, then you have a generation of Rabba and Abaya. So he was two generations before, and he's going arguing on the. It's like, I'm going to go make a psak. I mean, Kenegad of Chaim Rosa, you know, besides the fact that, you know, there's the caliber issue, that we're different generations. Like, why am I getting involved in that? So he said back, but the Bryce says like you. Yeah, right. Rabbi didn't say he's not allowed to, just like, you know, but when you get sick because of it, you know, you say, you know, maybe, you know. I mean, if you look at Tshuva Ramosha, it's interesting, you know, Ramosha would argue, but look at Tshuva Ramosha, Ramosha gets him out of this, he says, but Kar Har Zaken, or the Machi Yeser was Matt, there is, and if I'm not going to ask him. Like, you know. There was, Rukhar Mirza was, Rukhar Mirza, you know. We saw the deference Rav Moshe had towards Rav Chaim Moser. It was impressive. Um, So it says the Mishnah fits better according to them. The Tanakhama only, even your mission is only Mutter Ziluf. He's not discussing Rechitz at all because he holds Rechitz Ela Beziluf. How does it belong to him? Nazaria, probably you remember Rechitzin, but Rechitzin, you do Rechitza, but you're Mishlish. But Eliyamr Tanakhama Nami Rechitzin Omar, he also said Rechitzin. Mishnei Yom in the first 2 days. But Paul the Gribalozer Ela Bayam Ashlish, he only argued on the third day. The Kumar Tanakhama Mazalf, and the Tanakhama says on that day you do Ziluf. So Af Merchitzin Bayam Ashlish, me boil lace. The phrase should have been Af Merchitzin. Also on the third day you do Merchitzin. Okay, something more. They had this question in the West, in Eretz Yisrael. When we say you do Rechitz according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to Rav, according to Tanakhama, what does it mean? Rechatzis kol kufay, you mean you wash the whole body? Rechatzis mila means you wash the place of the meal. Amalei haumi rabbonon Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. It means you wash the whole body. This is what Rechotzes Mila. It means you wash the Mila with hot water. That's all it means. You're allowed to put hot water on a wound to cleanse it. So we put hot water or oil as necessary on the wound on Shabbos. So there was this kiddush over here of Merchitzin has to be on the whole body. So Maskala Rav Yosef. So this answer, the Morris says, Rav Yaakov says this Raya, so Rav Yosef says back, L'shan l'cha bein chamin shulchu b'shabbos, l'chamin shulchu b'erev Shabbos. So maybe that din over there that Rav said, you're allowed to wash the wound with hot water was it overrode the Isser of Rechitza, but didn't write over the Isser of warming up the water or using the water which is heated on Shabbos. Now over here we're saying you're allowed to use water which is heated on Shabbos. So Masal Rav Dimi said back to Rav Yosef, Masal means a strong response. And we might the Hacha b'Chamin Shachmon b'Shabbos pligi. So who told you that the pshat in our mishnah? You're assuming that over here our mishnah is talking about chamin which are warm than Shabbos, and Rav says chamin shalchum erev Shabbos, warm than before Shabbos. Where do you see that? What's your indication that's the case over here? Maybe we're also discussing warm water from before Shabbos, and the only issue is rechitza. Amar Baya, I wanted to answer the Ishnile. I was going to respond to Rav Dimi. The Kader Mishnah Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef answered back to Rav Dimi. The reason why I assume that your tub of water is warm than Shabbos is Nation Sakana Huloi. It's considered a sakana. We're going to bring a brisa in a minute, which actually has that phrase in the brisa. It's just sakana hulay. The child's life is in danger. So obviously, there's no difference between water which is warm from before Shabbos or not. If it's a sakana. So the brisa says that I wanted to give that answer, but Rav Yosef beat me to the punch. And all this is mutter because there's an element of sakana, so chazal were made. It's a krashi, hovel boy. It's about halfway down the page. Daiki, we're focusing in on this issue. What does it mean? It means the whole body, or just the meal. So he says it means the whole body. These were the rachotzes mila. You have to put warm water on the maka, the shuri. V'hochla asir boner b'shlishi. They don't let you do it in a normal way. Because I'm not allowed to put warm water on the makah, and that's all the laws of Nazariah meant. So where's the machlokes? Well, Hashani, so Rabbi Yaakov said that you don't see a difference between between the water from before Shabbos and water after Shabbos. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yossi said that isn't there a difference between before Shabbos and after and on Shabbos? Talking about warmer than Shabbos. She should delek as a top the law. Water before Shabbos you only use the yamashli shi to hate. We're talking about water that's warm than Shabbos. Tell him what the case is a kana. The Tanakhama says a kana. Yamashli shi doesn't have a kana. So more so the bai. So then Rav Dimi said, who's that? That's pshat over here. So the bai said, I wanted to answer. The kana b'yosef b'shanyalei. Rav Yosef answered before me. The vadi masdis and tcham and shochmo b'shabbos. Not mishari. It's water, even water which is warm than Shabbos. Mishum. Not Mishar B'yamim Mishar in the first 2 days. The laws of Nazariah Af Shlishi Neisha Menias Chaman Sekana Heiloi. Holding back the warm water would be in danger of the child. Okay. Gufa. Amar Rav. Imanu Chaman Mishem Al Gabi Maka B'Shabbos. We caught it before that Rav says we did not refrain from putting on a makah warm water and oil. Shmuel Amar Nois includes the makah, but Rishos is miyared the makah. So in the case it wasn't that it was in sakana, as we said before, only water which is warm before Shabbos is water. So it wasn't sakana. So then Shmuel says that you put the oil or the water there where the makah is, and it goes and it flows from there into the makah. So you do a shinui by putting it next to it. That's a reminder not to come to grind any herbs. Mesve. Okay. Rashi says, "Ein noisin shemen v'chamin l'gabim boich l'tin l'gabim makeh b'shabbos." You can't take the water or the oil, put it onto a garment, a piece of garment, and then put that on the makeh. You can't do that. So you see that you can't put the shemen and the chamin directly on the makah. The Gemara says, no, hasa mishum schita. The problem with there is not the issue of refuah, and the issue you're putting directly on the makah. That's not the issue. The issue is the problem of schita. You're putting it on, you're squeezing out the oil or the water which is absorbed in the material. Toshma. And listen, second price, and listen, Chaman Shema Gabi Moich, Shagabi Maka B'Shabbos. So you have the Moich already on the Maka, you want to pour on some water onto the Moich, also offer. And once again, Hotsanami Mishum and Schita, that's the problem where there's a problem with Schita. Okay. Tanya goes to Shmuel. Ain't listen to Chamim Hashem and Al Gabi Makah B'Shabbos. I want to listen. Chutz the Makah B'Shoses B'Yared L'Makah. It flows into the Makah. So Rabbanan, listen Al Gabi Moich. Listen Al Gabi Makah Moich Yavesh Usvoig Yavesh. I will look Gemi Yavesh Rotzisim Yavesh. So you can't put even on these dry things. You could put moich yavesh and sveig yavesh, but not gemi or not ksisin. Zemur says kasha ksisin not ksisin. Moich is ksisin are chopped up pieces of garments. That's what moich was. It's a moich is chopped piece of garments. Some more says the price, itself, from the beginning to the end, is a stira. We're answering like cash. Habakarati Habatiki, Amrabaya Shamino, Hanik Season Masu. In other words, if they're there to protect, so they're mutter. If they're going to heal, they're prohibited. So it's saying that that the Season themselves have a healing potential. And then for the also because of Maka wasn't a Sakana, so also because of Fuah. So if they're old, they do not heal. If they're new, they heal. So Bai says that you see the season heal. Rashi. Yeah. Direct. In Neustin, Shemin, you don't put Shemin. So Chazal, the Gzer Mishum Shchikas Amonim. We thought the problem is because of the goes in the Israel of Fua. Kishmol, like Shmol said, the time of Mishum Hachi. That's what Shmol says. But as I come around, Neustin, who's the market? Loi Mucham Milsad Rafua. If you put it not on the market, instead it's not obvious looking for Rafua. That's in the mud. But on the market itself, it's also looking like for Rafua, and that's us. So more so, no, the problem is that there is Kita. Merch Yavish is so Yavish to Lab, the Rafua, he, Elishal Yisutuk, Bagodov, Akoshim, Makosu. The covering over these items, they don't heal, they just protect the womb, they shouldn't be rubbed by the person's coarse, rough garment. Well, Akshisim Yavish, Regemi Yavish, Kleos, Bagodim, Dakis, small pieces of the garment, Shum the Masu, they heal. Xera goes to Mishum that goes into the Isra of Rafua, the person might come to grind herbs. Kashik Sisim Ksisim. Resha Shori Moich Yavish, Tanuk Sisim. Moich Yavish is the form of Ksisim. We say for Osir Ksisim, they say for Ksisim or Osir. So he answers the Tchadati. Chadoshim Shlohoyo Agami Makami Erlam is Maso, Tiku Lo Maso. So Rashi is limiting what defines new and old that have been used before on a Maka to heal it. Has in the Shomino and Ksisim Masu, apparently Ksisim, creator of Fuah. Let's hold it here.